Section 1 of A Third Rubaiyat Miscellany. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For further information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Algie Pug. Section 1, 39 Quatrains from J.B. Nicola, translated by Charles Eliot Norton. In this world, which for an instant serves us as an asylum, we have experienced naught but trouble and misfortune. Alas, no problem of creation has been solved for us, and yet we quit this earth with hearts full of regret. Since no one can assure us of tomorrow, hasten to rejoice thy sad heart. Drink, O beloved, drink from the ruby cup, for the moon shall long turn around the earth without again finding us. When I take in my hand a cup of wine, and in the joy of my heart am drunken, then in the fire that consumes me, behold, 100 miracles become real, and words clear as limpid water seem to explain the mystery of the universe. Unbelief is divided from faith but by a breath, doubt from certainty but by a breath, life from death but by a breath. Pass gaily over the dividing line. My life runneth out in a brief space. It passeth as the wind of the desert. Therefore, while a breath remaineth to me, there are 2 days concerning which I will not disquiet myself, the day that hath not come, and the day that hath gone. Who can believe that he who fashioned the cup meaneth to break it to pieces? All these fair heads, these beautiful arms, these delicate hands, by what love are they made? By what hate are they destroyed? O Khayyam, why grievest thou because of thy sin? What solace findest thou in thus tormenting thyself? He who hath not sinned shall not taste the sweet of forgiveness. It is for sin that forgiveness exists. How then canst thou fear? That day when the heavens shall melt and the stars be darkened, I will stop thee on thy way and, seizing thee by the hem of thy garment, will require of thee to tell me why, having given me life, thou hast taken it from me. I asked of the world, the bride of man, what was her dowry, and she answered me, "My dowry is the joy of thy heart." The heart on whom the light of love hath shone, whose name is written in the book of love, that heart, whether it frequenteth mosque or synagogue, is free from fear of hell or hope of heaven. If I drink wine, it is not for mere delight of the taste, nor that I should become disorderly and renounce religion and morality. No, it is that I may, for one moment, exist outside of myself. I know not whether he who hath created me belongeth to paradise or to hell. But this I know, that a cup of wine, my beautiful love, and a lute on the edge of a meadow are 3 things which I enjoy today, while thou livest on the promise of a paradise to come. At this moment, when life is not yet gone out of my heart, it seemeth to me there are few problems that I have not solved. But when I appeal to my understanding and turn inward on myself, I perceive that my life hath flowed away, and as yet I have defined nothing. O thou, in whose eyes sin is of no account, order the wise to proclaim this truth, for there is no folly equal to that of making the divine foreknowledge the accomplice of iniquity. My being was given me without my consent, so that my own existence is a wonder to me. Yet I leave the world with regret, having comprehended neither the object of my coming, of my stay, nor of my departure. They who by their learning are the cream of the world, who by their understanding traverse the heights of heaven, even they, in their search after knowledge of the divine, have their heads turned, whirling in vertigo, like the firmament itself. give thyself to joy, for grief will be infinite. The stars shall meet again at the same point of the firmament, but out of thy body shall bricks be made for a palace wall. The day when I shall be a stranger to myself, when my name shall be as a tale that is told, then make of my clay a wine jar for use in the tavern. The secrets of existence no man hath penetrated, a step beyond himself no man hath taken. From the scholar to the master I behold only incompetence, the incompetence of all of woman born. Who hath found access behind the curtain of destiny? Who hath knowledge of the secrets of providence? Night and day, for 80 years have I meditated, yet have I learned nothing. The riddle remaineth unsolved. Drink wine, for wine putteth an end to the disquietudes of the heart, and delivereth from meditations on the 72 sects. Abstain not from this alchemy, for if thou drinkest but one jarful, 1,000 infirmities shall fall away from thee. The devotee comprehendeth not, as we, the divine mercy. A stranger knoweth thee not so well as a friend. If thou sayest, Behold, if thou committest sin, I will cast thee into hell. Go, say it unto one who knoweth thee not. The rolling heavens do naught but multiply our woes. What they set upon earth, they quickly snatch away. Ah, if they who have not yet come knew what suffering the world inflicts, they would take good heed how they came. O friend, why busy thyself concerning existence? Why trouble thy heart and soul with idle thoughts? Live happy, pass joyful days, for in truth thy advice was not asked concerning creation. O thou, in quest of whom the whole world hath gone astray and is in distress, neither prayers nor riches avail to find thee out. Thou takest part in every conversation, but all are deaf. Thou art before the eyes of all, but all are blind. Though I have not pierced the pearl of obedience that is due to thee, though never with my heart have I swept up the dust of thy steps, yet I despair not of reaching the sill of thy throne of mercy, for never have I importuned thee with my complaints. We are puppets with which the heavens amuse themselves. We are pieces on the chessboard of being, whence we are laid aside, one by one, into the coffin of nothingness. I saw on the walls of the city of Tus a bird with a skull of Kai Kavus before him. The bird said to the skull, Where now is the noise of thy glory? Where now is the sound of thy clarion? If the rose be not ours, yet have we not its thorns? If the light reach us not, have we not the fire? If heaven refuse me peace, am I not ready for war? All things that the world contains are images and illusions, and he hath little wisdom who includeth not himself among these images. Be quiet, then, O friend. Drink, and deliver thyself from vain fancies and thoughts that cannot reach their goal. If I am drunken with old wine, so be it. If I am infidel or idolater, so be it. Let each man think of me as he will. What matters it? I belong to myself, and I am that which I am. The circle of the universe is a ring of which you and I are the graven gem. Lift thou from my heart the weight of the vicissitudes of life. Hide from men's eyes my faults. Give me happiness today, and tomorrow deal with me according to thy mercy. I beheld a man withdrawn into a desert place. He was neither heretic nor Mussulman. He possessed neither riches nor religion, nor God, nor truth, nor law, nor certitude. Who is there in this world, or in the other, who hath such courage? The wheel of heaven runs to thy death and mine, O beloved. it conspires against thy soul and mine. Come, come, sit beside me on the grass, for little time remaineth before the grass shall spring from my dust and thine. Tell me, what man is there who hath not fallen into sin? Can man exist and not sin? If, because I do ill, thou punishest me with ill, say, what difference is there between thee and me? Thou hast set 100 snares round about us. Thou sayest, if ye fall into them, ye shall surely die. It is thou that spreadest the net, and if a man be taken in it, thou condemnest him. Thou deliverest him to death. Thou callest him rebel. A sheikh said to a harlot, thou art drunken. Thou art taken in the net of whoso will. And she answered, O sheikh, I am that which thou sayest, but thou, art thou what thou professest to be? At times thou art hidden, disclosing thyself unto no one. Then again thou revealest thyself in all the images of the universe. Verily, it is for thyself and for thine own pleasure that thou workest these marvels, for, lo, thou art both the show and the spectator. End of section 1.